Digital Reef on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sports Cast, September 4th, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify like Anthony does, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, you can follow us on X and Instagram, at the Sportscast One, and check out our app, the Sportscast for iOS. The Friday edition of the update coming up, the run in into the NFL season, but NBA still some news. There's no Jets news, but join us all the way from North Carolina, a man that knows the North, the new and the North. Welcome back, Anthony.
Friday, Santiago, what's happening? Holiday weekend.
Labor Day weekend. What does that mean to you, Anthony?
It's like that time of year. Kids go back to school. You celebrate for everything, the hard work you put in, get the year. It's the last quarter of the year. And Santiago, I want to give a mad happy birthday shout out to one of my dear friends down here in North Carolina, Jenna. You know, she was one of the first people we ever met when we got to North Carolina, me and my daughter Shannon. So happy birthday, happy birthday, Jenna. And, you know, it's the weekend. Let's go. Let's get it.
Let's get it going. And starting off, Ben Simmons has signed a deal with the Sacramento Kings for $3.5 million. And he was, I think he was actually, he was out for a couple years, actually. He last played
with the Clippers, no?
He might have played with the Clippers, actually.
Yeah, I thought it was last year.
So he returns after missing the 25-26 season, actually one season, now healthy, had a lingering back leg injury. His stock rose, Anthony, after he played well with Australia's men's basketball national team in early August, about a month ago. The Timberwolves and Golden State Warriors expressed interest in Simmons that could have led to a potential training camp invite. But the Kings, Sacramento Kings, were the only team to offer him a contract. So he is back. He's healthy. And your thoughts over Ben Simmons, one of the greatest 76er player.
Yeah, man. He had that start to a career that you would think would last for two or three decades, you know, the way he came out in the league. He was that dude. He was like that point forward. You know, he was almost a triple, you know, triple threat. And he fell off. I think he didn't have that jump shot. I think he fell through some hard times mentally. You know, he was one of those young prodigies. I think it was like he came right out of his freshman year after that, right? LSU. And they had high expectations for this young man. And you know, I guess for his own, you know, doing, he didn't live up to it. And, you know, he did have a chance to redeem himself a couple of times. But I'm happy for him. He's back in the league. Let's see what he got. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is a men's league. So let's go.
It is a men's league. He did play for LSU, which we'll talk about LSU again later in the show. Oh, I did not plan this. He played for the 76ers for 8 seasons. Then for 3 seasons with the Brooklyn Nets, that super team with Steve Nash as coach, James Harden.
That didn't work out too good, didn't it?
Kevin Durant was in that team too. Yeah, Kevin Durant. Yeah. And there was another player. Probably those three. That's enough. And then went to the Clippers, which we'll talk about the Clippers later. Ben Simmons has been involved with a lot of troubled teams here.
Yeah, well, you know, he came out of college with high expectations. He didn't live up to them. I believe he had that NBA defensive play team. He did some.
Yeah, he was in the two-time NBA all defensive first team.
Yeah, man.
For 2021.
Yeah, and a three-time NBA All-Star on top of that. That's hard to get. Yeah, and I think, you know, he went through some hard times mentally. He struggled dealing with, you know, that off-the-court issues he had. And it's just good to see he's back getting his life together and he's be able to play some, you know, in the NBA, which is good for him.
Play some ball, which also I did see news from him. Maybe this helped him out. He owns the South Florida Sails, which is a team that catches fish, I believe. I guess nice. Whoever wins, you know, yeah, he's a 50% ownership stake in South Florida Sails, a professional angling company, and December 2025. You know, like, who else does this? Is Michael Jordan. He likes to do this stuff.
Oh, he fishes a lot? I thought you were going to say Travis Hunter and Deion Sanders, because those are my fishing buddies. You
them too. So,
yeah, yeah. Like, hey, I keep my fishing rod in my car. Wherever I go, there's so many. Yeah, nice fresh ponds down here in North Carolina. It's like, you know, it's beautiful. And, you know, my daughter, sometimes we go out to fish sometimes. So I that's cool to know that Ben Simmons is into that. That's real cool sport. I like fishing as well, so.
Yeah, like still that. A young kid. He's only
That'll definitely years ease old. His mind. That would take a lot of pressure. Fishing is 100%. Good for your mind. You know,
one thing I do remember of him, he didn't have a good 3-point shot. He didn't have a good 3-point shot.
He's not the only one, but you know they're gonna find something, a weakness on you in the NBA, and they, you know, that's the scouting report. Once they get it on you, that's it. So. You know, it's good to see he's back. So, you know,
also that Knicks player had a problem with the 3-point shot.
Don't say my boy Josh Hart again. We're gonna get into it. Knicks in five.
All right, Knicks in five. It's funny because I saw that on Instagram somewhere. Knicks in five.
That's right. That's right. That's what we do now.
That's what you do. All right, let's go to Kawhi Leonard. He got fined $750,000. The dollars. The LA Clippers lose 5 first round picks,
draft picks. Yeah.
They also got fined for $30 million for cap circumvention. Huge story this past week. Owner Steve Ballmer faces a 1-year suspension, Anthony, from all league and team activities. He cannot show up in the stadium. Clippers president of business operations, Gillian Zucker, is also suspended without pay for 1 year. Right. And president of basketball operations, Lawrence Frank, is suspended for 6 months without pay. Leonard only got fined $700,000, and he might be going to Toronto getting paid more. Anthony, what are your thoughts over this Clippers troubled organization?
Only in America. We talked about this, right? We talked about this case was going to be there's going to be dots connected and heads were going to be flying. And what did the NBA commissioner do? He dropped the hammer. He literally told every other team, too, you want to play this game? You want to pay to play? This is what's going to happen to you in the NBA. And kudos to Commissioner Adam Sandler for doing this. Because
not Sandler, Silver.
Silver. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about my New York Knicks. Listen.
Sandler is a Knicks fan.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. And it sent a clear message to all the NBA other teams, and I think to the sports world, even the NFL and Major League Baseball, because you have to be strict. You can't let some guy come into your organization. All right, how these endorsements work, I think you know we can read about it, but, you know, they were literally paying him endorsements, and he wasn't doing anything for them. You feel me? They just paid him. And that ain't how it works. You know, every, you know, superstar gets endorsements, of course. But I think the way Kawhi went about it, it was like he was shaking and the teams down and say, okay, you paid me this much, but you also got to work with my endorsement people as well. And NBA, they seemed like it was not going to happen. I told you it was a lot of heads going to be flying. Even his uncle Dennis, which is his I believe it's like his agent. He's like Shook Knight or something to him. You know, you know, these guys are, you know, they were coming after them. And Kawhi, you know, it was like a Ponzi scheme. Like, he got away with it to me. Like, he 700, that ain't even a slap on the wrist compared to all the money that he made. Plus, his base salary a year is close to $60 million. Don't forget that. He makes $58 million a year. So, you know, every bit of penny, they didn't touch nothing of his. And it's the other people, like the owner of the team. That's his fault because he paid to play. This ain't the first time this has happened to him. He did this with DeAndre Jordan back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So this ain't the first time he's done this. And the league's figured out, you know what? Enough is enough. And the poor Clipper fans, that's what is saddening about this, because the fans are just innocent bystanders. They just want to love a team, get the right people in there, and make the team a winner. He buys the team for $2 billion, and he comes in there with trying to, you know, the year right after he buys the team, he does the DeAndre Jordan thing. And then he flips it and waits and does Kawhi Leonard. And they gave him $5 million to get him, you know, so he can get his players in there. Now they're going to lose five future draft picks for Kawhi Leonard. That's 10 draft picks for two players that made, I don't know how much money off this guy and in this league doing, you know, it's just sad. And it seems like Kawhi Leonard is headed for the border, but the north of the border. You know,
get and then he get paid more.
He can save all his money, man. He ain't getting taxed up. That, why do you think he wants to go there? Why do you think his money ain't taxed up?
He's gonna stash his money in those bank accounts.
There you go.
There you go. Tell me about his uncle, Anthony.
Oh yeah, Dennis, man. This guy. Yeah, Dennis been around for. He's from New Jersey.
He's a Jersey boy, like you and Victor.
Yeah. He's been with Kawhi. Kawhi comes to the East Coast once in a while on the summer times and balls out, works out with his uncle Dennis. Dennis, good guy, big dude, but he's caught up into this as well. You know what I'm saying, Santiago? And it's sad because, you know, I was talking to some of my people in Jersey and they were telling me about the dots that were about to be connected and they were not playing, because we talked about this on the show. And it's sad because you look at Kawhi, you think of this quiet, soft-spoken young man.
Very shy.
And you know, he was calling, I truly believe, calling the shots. Like he was the shot caller.
This. I want my own massage therapist. I want my own chauffeur.
Yeah,
you
man.
You guys gotta pay for it.
Yeah, you guys gotta deal all with this. I want a private jet to take me here when I want to get to here, you know.
During my off days.
Yeah. You told me that story you heard with Kawhi. He went to the Lakers or somebody.
Well, he did. When the Lakers were trying to deal for him, he had those demands. And Lakers said, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah, that was a wrong organization to try that on, because you know why? They strictly buy the book. The Lakers, Celtics, Knicks, they play by the books.
They're microscoped, so they can't do that stuff.
They're under the microscope. You know, you come to either of those teams, you're already endorsed. You got a big endorsement.
You got to use our massage therapist, not your own.
Yeah. You're not going to just
run. And then you play for your own plane.
Yeah, you. Like I said, it don't happen. Only those teams that want to pay to play take those risks, and this is what's going to happen to you. So I'm glad they sent that message out, you know.
You think Kawhi Leonard's career has been smeared? Obviously, he won two chips, one with the Spurs and the other with Toronto. Do you think it's been smeared a bit?
You know, no, I don't think so. Not on those terms. I mean, it's a bad hit for him, of course. I mean, it's kind of arrogant, too, because he runs to the north of the border team. And, you know, it's like it feels kind of like
– there's no coincidence. You know,
you know, he got that off to me. I don't want to say his career is over, but it doesn't look good for him.
He's older too.
He comes back. I think I said it could be some repercussions behind this. A lot of sponsors that do carry him, like New Balance,
Balance is his main one. That's a sneaker brand.
They might.
I mean, not his, but That's who's.
You know, there's a good chance they could cut ties with him. At, you know, there's a lot of stuff that.
Which that hurts. Probably, that does pinch a bit. I think one of the other players that got their sponsored deal taken away. I can't remember who it was, but it had the same situation, got in trouble, and they took it away. I can't pinpoint the name.
Yeah. Maybe Anthony. Yeah, but it can happen.
It could happen. This is a wake-up call, as Anthony said, not just in the NBA, NFL, MLB. I don't see it in other leagues, to be honest, maybe MLB, but NFL's pretty strict. I mean, everyone, like you were saying, follows the book. So we'll see what happens. But the Clippers didn't get much from Leonard. Like, after being there for six seasons, no championship, no deep run, no deep threat.
They got one division title, I believe, with him – Paul George and James Harden.
And James Harden. Once again, we talk about James Harden.
Yeah, yeah. And that was it. And now, with that being said, that one title, you lost 10. Now, listen to this, people. 10 future first-round draft picks. You lost 5 for Paul George are still floating around. You lost SGA. Let's not forget about how you gave up SGA to get Paul George and all those 5 draft picks that you let the Clipper fans down for. And then Kawhi gets there. He gets caught up in this. And now you're going to lose another 5 future first-round draft picks. And you got your owner suspended for a year. And you got him fined $30 million. And you got your people in the office got suspensions. And Lawrence Frank gets 6 months in. All of them. This is what's crazy. You haven't heard a word about Ty Lue and his coaching staff. You ain't heard nothing.
Yeah, you're right. He is the head coach there.
It's just sickening, man. It's just sad. Like, well, you know, if he wanted to get out of his contract, I wonder, breach to ownership or due to lack of company, you know, this company's failing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the ownership and everybody, I want out of this place. I don't want to have nothing to do with it. I want my money too. So
it's a stain.
It's a real bad stain.
You know, and you know, like looking at the Clippers history, that issues with the previous owner.
Absolutely.
The Honold Sterling. So
That was something totally different. At least, you know, Sterling was just straight up racist. And then this guy's just money hungry. Like it's just all crazy.
It's LA's little brother. It's the Lakers' little brother, Clippers. No,
hey, they ain't their little brothers, I don't think. They don't want to call them brothers. to the Lakers. You know, they ain't our family. They ain't my family. They just people.
That's one thing that Steve Ballmer got right is getting like their own stadium. That definitely gave him credit for that.
See,
because they were sharing the same stadium with the Lakers, and that was really much the Lakers stadium. So
that's we talk about that. You have to
Intuit Dome.
Well, you still have stained that environment for what you have done to that fan base. It's not going to help your season ticket holders to want to come there. What you going to put on the floor? You're going to lose all those 5 draft picks coming in from the 2029. To 2033, they ain't getting no first round draft pick. So throw that out the window. Okay, so that's how it's going down for them for the next 5 years.
5 years. They won't be winning any championship anytime soon. So we'll see what happens with the Clippers NBA saga. And let's go to college football. UMass.
I knew you were going to hit me with this. And 16
game losing streak with the shock win over Rutgers. And yes, Rutgers is from New Jersey. Pop Watson III passed for 197 yards. And 3 touchdowns as UMass ended a 16-game losing streak, Anthony, with a 37-21 win over Rutgers in the season opener for both teams last night. Your thoughts and your analysis.
I'm over my sickness, people back home in Jersey. I tailgated with y'all yesterday, fired up the grill, got real excited about the Rutgers game yesterday. I was ready to go. All right, we come right down the field, march down the field, 7-0. Right? Not UMass was not going for it. They ain't won a game. You would have thought that they were going to be 17-0. They turned that whole, flipped the whole script. And I'm going to give the coach of UMass, who was the defensive coordinator under Greg Schiano at Rutgers, and he's a Jersey kid. So congratulations, coach, to a tremendous job, what you did with that team and that program. I wish you nothing but the best in UMass. And the butt kicking you gave your coach, I think a lot of my friends were at the game last night, yesterday, and they left by, I think, halftime. They were out of there.
They did the Miami Heat thing.
They were gone. They was, you know, they blew off fireworks. I think there was three people in the stands when they shot these fireworks off. But I don't know why they did that. They could have saved that money. But, you know, Rutgers is Rutgers. And it was bad to see yesterday. So I was kind of sick. But like I said, I was happy for UMass. They came out and shocked the world. And I'm happy for them. I got texts from everybody last night. My nieces, my people calling me like, your Rutgers team is done. I got people talking about Schiano. They need to get rid of him. I think that's it for him. You know, it's over for him. It was definitely one of those games that I think it don't look good for Rutgers. I don't even think they're going to get a bowl game after yesterday.
Because if you lose one time, it's tough to get back. You know,
well, you got to get six wins to be eligible. Five maybe to get a mention. Yeah, that's that. That was last month. July. 2 months ago.
That was 2 months ago. It's September.
We celebrated
Labor Day weekend.
Yes, 250 years of celebration. Let's get it.
Let's do it. All right, let's go to UNC college football. Mike Lombardi, who was the GM of UNC, resigned. There was issues I heard about drugs going on, internal investigation into a human resources complaint. The scope of the investigation has since widened and has included attorneys reaching out to UNC staffers, coaches, and even coaches' wives and girlfriends. Cool. Questions have been asked of witnesses about Lombardi's role in hiring and firing decisions regarding female and minority staffers, not drugs. I apologize. I think Steve Belichick had issues with drugs, his son, Bill Belichick. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's sad. Like what's going on with this whole thing down here in UNC. I mean, they bring in professionals, you figure, to come in and steer the college kids in the right direction, but they're the ones who coming in here with the shadiness. And that's not good. And UNC, you would figure of all institutions in America, they would not, they'll play right. But when you want a coach like Belichick, and he wants what he wants, you got to make the compromise on what's best for Belichick or what's best for the school. And I think this guy made what's best for Belichick and not what's best for the school. So if the school tells him we're going to put you on a leave for a minute till we figure this out, you can best believe he ain't coming back. So they're going to clean that up because they have to. We're talking about the University of North Carolina. We ain't talking about, you know, Ryder College in Jersey, you know, New Jersey. We're talking about University of North Carolina, bro. And these people down here, they don't want all that hoopla and lying and stealing and cheating stuff and drugging and get that stuff out of here. They don't want that here. They don't want it here. And for Belichick, you know, hiring his own people to come in there and the hiring process is done through, you got to remember, that's a state university. It ain't no job or company like the Patriots or whatever. You have to, it's state people you have to hire. You just can't hire your own people and your cousin, man. It don't work like that. You
can't hire the New England Patriots.
Yeah, you can't just hire anybody to a state university. It don't work like that. And I think that's what he was doing. He was hiring people that was, you know, related to this guy, his girlfriend's cousin, you know, don't have no experience in, you know, running a university dealing with kids. Like, it ain't going to fly, you know?
It ain't going to fly. A lot going on, especially at the beginning of the season. So this might disrupt maybe the UNC's, they had a huge win last weekend. So we'll see what happens with
his son. I feel bad for him. I get it. You know, drug addiction is a serious problem.
It's serious.
I'm quite sure he'll get help, and we'll pray for him and make sure he gets his life back in order.
There you go. I like that. That's good. All right, let's go stay with college football. Judge clears path, Anthony, for ex-NFL players to join LSU. LSU coach Lane Kiffin's chances of fielding former NFL players improved Thursday night when a Louisiana judge issued a preliminary injunction against the NCAA in a high-profile jubilee case. What is Lane Kiffin's obsession with ex-NFL players coming back to college?
I don't think it's an obsession with NFL players. He just found the loophole. He tried to use it to his advantage to get players to make LSU better.
Win at all cost.
You want to call it cheating and, you know, finding loopholes. This is what is making me madder and madder every time this story comes up. It's the kids involved, all right? Okay, this is their future. You like these two kids at LSU, they can't play. It ain't Lane Kiffin is not going to justify himself that SEC has already dropped the hammer. If you play these two guys, you will be suspended for 8 games or whatever. You will lose 50% of your team's resources and money for a university, which to LSU ain't probably nothing. They got money, but they don't want that problem. And I'm quite sure Lane Kiffin ain't going to cost his job over two kids to play football, you know. And now he can't run back to the NFL and say, you know, put me on a practice squad or nothing, you know. And now that $5 million, you know, everything for that young man out the window. It's just gone.
Gone. We'll see what happens.
All he can do is enroll in his fifth year eligibility, finish to get his degree, which I hope he does, and stay in shape and get a tryout next year for a team.
Sports management degrees. Good. All right, let's go to NFL. Cardinals renew Mike Wilson. They reach a 3-year, $75 million extension. He is a wide receiver. The extension is worth $75 million and has a maximum value of $78 million because of incentives. Huge signing for the Cardinals. I guess they like this guy, maybe.
Yeah, man. I mean, they got Harrison, and who did they have before? Was it Hopkins?
Hopkins was there. Yeah. Let me see the current wide receiver: Michael Wilson, Marvin Harrison Jr., Jalen Brooks, Sam Fajelko, Kendrick Bourne, Reggie Virgil, Kevin Devaney. Kind of no names, not like stellar stars, but.
No, they don't.
We'll see what happens. And is Carson Beck going to throw these guys or Brissett? We'll find out.
Yeah, for sure. I think Brissett's starting quarterback?
Starting quarterback, week 1.
Yeah. At least you know he can get the ball out. And Kyler Murray can't see.
Kyler Murray had issues with these wide receivers. I don't know why.
He told on himself. He said he couldn't see over the line. It's just coming out. Like, he can't see over the line, man.
He's small, about 6 feet tall, right?
And you know Marvin Harrison is like, yo, he's like a big dude. Just get him the ball. He didn't throw it to him. I would watch Harrison play with the Cardinals because I'm a Ohio State wide receiver type of guy. They put out receivers. You feel me? So
they put out a lot of different players.
Come on, man. I can name them all. And check it out. I was like saying, give him the ball. He wouldn't even throw his way. He would throw more to Michael Wilson when he, you know, and other guys. And, you know, it was just, you could see those two weren't getting along. So.
Well, there you have it. We're out of time, Frog.
Okay.
But it's going to be a good weekend. No, there's no NFL this weekend, but there is some college football week 1. Last week was week 0. This weekend is week 1. A lot going on. Yes. Any particular college football teams you follow? Or?
Yeah, besides Rutgers no more. I follow.
That's what I meant.
It's funny. I'm a huge Iowa State fan. I'm a huge Arizona State. Yeah. No, they're the Cyclones.
Cyclones, that's right.
Iowa State is the Cyclones. And I like my other team is out there too, Arizona State, where Scatterboo comes from. I'm a huge Sun Devil fan. Yeah, I always like the Harden basketball. But yeah, and I like Oregon too because Oregon is out west.
Oregon or Oregon?
I call it Oregon. That's the only way I can pronounce it.
That's cool. Well,
the Ducks. I can say the Ducks and go call it really the Ducks, but I like to call it Oregon. Those are my guys out there.
As uniforms, I think they have a new uniform every week. I believe.
Hey, they could. They rich. They got money out there. They own Nike, right?
Nike owns that team.
That's right.
NIL money. Okay.
You think? And that's gonna get right. This is where we gonna break down. If you go to that school, you're set. Like you're gonna get you're gonna get Air Jordan real well. Life. Yeah, you'd be well set off, man. Look at Sabrina Ionescu and all of those players that play for that university. They're well taken care of.
They're way taken care of. All right, the WNBA commissioner retired today, so we got a new person coming in afterwards. Anthony, what are your coordinates? How can people reach you? Talk about the New York Jets' hopes for this season.
Oh yeah, this season I hope it's all of that. At YouTube, Uncle Funky
685.
Yeah, man, and you can find me on a Jersey Boys show
on Thursday
nights at 8 o'clock, man. And then you can find me here on Fridays with the update with Santiago Leon, man. We're gonna bring some shows coming this year at the end
it's
of the year.
Start.
Hey, listen, we're gonna start the year off next year. Like we're gonna be doing it.
We'll be talking about the Clippers in January. That's how big it's the.
We're not finished with the story neither. So we got a lot.
Yeah, there's probably more coming out. You think, huh?
Listen, I don't know if Uncle Dennis got some fed time or what's going on with them. Somebody getting ready to get some fed time. I'm telling you, it's like it's a bad situation. I told you, this was not a good scene for the NBA, and they wanted to take care of it right away, and they did.
Yeah,
they didn't wait around.
And not good for the NBA. Not good for anyways. You can reach us at thesportscast.net for all your NBA news or the Sportscast One on X and Instagram. We'll be live tweeting throughout the weekend. College football Wednesday begins the NFL Seahawks Patriots at Lehman's Field in Seattle. I think it's Lehman's Field. I don't know how to pronounce it, but next Wednesday, then Friday, the Australia game. The Niners are there ready. The Rams are going to fly in two days before.
I don't think that's a good idea. I want to talk about that, too, real fast before we get off.
Real fast, 30 seconds.
They're not going to be playing well. Do you get off a plane for 17 hours and your legs were under you in 2 days? Come on, give me a break. I think that's
this ain't London.
That's right. This is not London. Like, thank you. Boss, I'll see you next week.
I'll see you guys. And this was your update.